You know, Thanksgiving Day is an awesome day because this is one of the days I think that we eat so well. One of my favorite things to eat on Thanksgiving Day is green bean casserole with the fried onions and the crumbled bacon on top of it. Mm. And then for dessert, I really like the pecan pie. Pecan pie with a little scoop of whipped cream. It's pretty good stuff. Anybody else want to share what their favorite Thanksgiving Day meal is? Anybody want to share what their favorite side dish? No one? Nobody's really excited to eat today, huh? Guess not. Guess we'll just go back. How about you guys? What's your favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving? What do you like? You have to think about it. Pizza. You like pizza on Thanksgiving? That's awesome. Yeah, absolutely. How about you? What do you like? Turkey, you like the turkey? Turkey's pretty good. Anybody else want to share their favorite side dish? This is a chance for the rest of us to be jealous. Chance for you to toot your own horn, look how good of a cook I am. Yes, ma'am. What's your favorite side dish?
Stuffing.
Stuffing sounds pretty good. Yes, sir?
Cornbread dressing.
The cornbread dressing. Yeah, those are awesome, awesome things. So one of the cool things about Thanksgiving is that we eat really well. But the eating and the food and the meal that we share, it's a sign of the gratitude that we have. Yes, in the back. Yes. What's your favorite?
Everything.
Absolutely. Everything, because all of that great food, all of that wonderful time of sharing together, sharing in that meal, it's a reminder of the goodness of God in our lives. It's a reminder that He provides for us a whole lot. We gather together as family, we gather together as friends on this very special day to thank God for the gifts He gives us. We thank God for His presence in our lives. And so the sign of the plentiful meal that we have and sitting around being stuffed and full, it's a sign of the goodness of God, of all of the gifts that He gives us, of Him pouring down His love upon us. Thanksgiving is also a chance for us to get together with our family and our friends, to spend time together, to share. And it's a good opportunity for us to consider what's really important in our lives. So much of our lives, we fill it up with things to do, with scheduling, with games, with activities, with events. This is a day that we can sit down together as a family and share what's really important to us. A couple of things that kind of annoy me about our culture is first of all, is our inability to actually give thanks. Now, a lot of people call this Turkey Day, as if we can't even stop to call it what it is, a day to thank God, a day to stop, a day to rethink our priorities. We have to call it by what we're eating and not what we're actually doing on this very special day. Then the other thing that's annoying is when you look and see all of the stores that are opening up this afternoon, this evening, early tomorrow morning, that we're in such a consumer-driven society that the money is more important than the time that we have to share with our family. And that's a sad thing. It's a sad thing that we've lost sight of what's really important in life. But that's why we gather on Thanksgiving Day. That's why we come together as a family to say, Lord, this is what's really important to us. You know, in the gospel today, we have this great story of Jesus curing the 10 lepers, and only one of them comes back. Only one of the 10 comes back to say to God, thanks. Thanks for saving me. Thanks for healing me. And Jesus says, well, where are the other 9? I think it's an interesting commentary on, once again, our society and our culture, that this is the one day a year we're like the one leper who came back. It's like the rest of the year we can be like the other 9 who didn't stop to give thanks. But on this day, we come back to God and say, Lord, here we are. It's unfortunate that we don't take the time out of our day, we don't take the time out of our lives to thank God for His gifts. That we don't stop to come back to God and say, Lord, thanks for all that You give us. But on this day we do that. It's important that we remember that Thanksgiving is not just the fourth Thursday or in November. But it is every time we come together, every time we gather as family, every time we gather as friends. Truly an awesome connection is in our Catholic faith. The word Eucharist actually comes from the Greek word thanksgiving. So as Catholics, every day we gather together to celebrate Thanksgiving. Every day we come together before our God to say, Lord, thanks. Thanks for the gifts You give us. Thanks for the pizza and the stuffing, the cornbread dressing, and the pecan pie that we get. But thanks for Your love. Thanks for Your family. Thanks for the gift of faith that we come together to God and say, Lord, we thank you because without you, we are nothing. That's what the Eucharistic banquet is about. That's what it means to gather as family, to celebrate the fact that we are loved, that our God is here for us. Today in the Eucharistic prayer, I'm going to use Eucharistic Prayer 1. It's the longest of the Eucharistic prayers, but the reason we're using it today is because there's so much in that prayer that we give thanks to God for. I remember as a kid when this Eucharistic prayer was prayed, I would be like, oh, this is the long one. Oh, it's so long. Oh. But it's an awesome, beautiful prayer because of all of the ways that we give thanks to God through the wonderful gifts that he gives us. So I'd encourage you to pay close attention to the language of the Eucharistic prayer, to listen to the way that we thank God for all of the gifts that he gives us. And before we move on, before we continue in celebrating the Eucharist today, I'm going to suggest that we take a few minutes in silence to thank God for the gifts that he gives us. Now, this is a chance to thank God, T-H-A-N-K, not to think about, oh, I got to do this when I get home, and I got to start the oven, and I got to get this packed for our neighbors or our friends today. A chance to thank God for his gifts. Sometimes we don't take enough time to do that. So we're going to take a few minutes in silence, thanking God for those gifts, taking time in the quiet of our heart to bring to God all of those things that we are thankful for, because that's what this day is all about.